the road in life's fields grow where no one knows, but everybody's wondering where does it go, the wind that blows, where from does it come, how everybody's wondering.
Elephant Revival have just come off an amazing workshop with the J.D. Edwards Band at the Mariposa Folk Festival. They're a band that has been going from strength to strength. If you were at the Hillside Festival 2 years ago, you will know that they were one highlight at that wonderful festival. The good news is they will be back again this year at Hillside. If you don't have your tickets, you should be trying to source them just now. I'm joined by Daniel and Bridget from the band. It's great to have you join us today.
Thanks for having us, Jan.
So happy to be here.
Okay, Bridget, I'm going to put you on the spot first. Tell us a little bit about Elephant Revival and how you got together.
We joined about 7.5 years ago, and we met up at some different music festivals and magical rooftops and things, and just a vision of bringing beautiful music to the people, I think.
Now, when I watch the band on stage, one of the things that's very apparent is there is incredible chemistry between you. I always wonder how that works with a band. Was it something that developed from jam sessions? Is that how you started to feel that there was something with this group of people that you wanted to explore?
Yeah, pretty much. I had met Bonnie at a music club, and we ended up at the end of the night after the club closed going onto the rooftop and jamming until the sun came up. And so it very much so started with the jam session to the wee hours of the morning and so on and so forth. when I met Sage and Bridget and Dango, it was just magic, and we wanted to pursue it further, and so here we are.
You've been described as transcendental folk, which is a great way of describing a band that goes off in lots of different places. People talked about the different genres and stylings that you have within your music. Can you talk about how you would describe the music of Elephant Revival?
That's a tricky one. but often I think of just original music that's influenced by all sorts of sources. It's very gypsy and there's a lot of Celtic influence and things, but really we're just making music that comes right from our spirits, really. We're just creating the sounds that we hear in our dreamscapes.
Am I right in thinking that you all write the music that you play?
Yeah, pretty much whoever sang the song, it's a sure bet that they wrote it and came to the band, and the band worked up different parts. We all write. We all contribute in that way. Yeah.
Do you think that's one of the strengths of the band, the fact that you are not just great players, but the fact that you actually are all working creatively on material that you want to bring to the band to explore musically?
Yeah, I definitely think that's a strength. I think there's a well of music that we could tap into at any time, because every one of us is working on music on our own too. There's a couple folks that really dive into songwriting and folks who dig into tune writing and arrangements. And I think when we all come together, it's the strength and the sum of its parts, really.
You're a very visually striking band because of the wide range of instrumentation that we see on stage. You've got Bonnie with the washboard and the stomp board, plus the djembe. You've got obviously banjo, guitar, stand-up bass in there. Can you speak about how it is to play live? Because I always wonder, go to a festival and you see bands that will be playing five or six times perhaps over a weekend, sometimes a lot more than that. And I always wonder, what does it feel like to be actually up there and playing multiple sets, particularly as you may play the same song several times over the weekend? Can you talk about that experience?
Yeah, I think especially here with the Canadian festivals, we do workshops with other bands. So it's really exciting for us. So we don't, I don't see it as, playing so too many times or anything like that, because we always have something to look forward to. And we do have such a wellspring of songs that we've all written that we don't have to repeat too much. And if we do repeat, that we like the song so much that it doesn't really faze us. So, and then the visual aspect of it. Why don't you go to Bridget?
Sorry.
Do you want me to?
We were at a folk conference last fall, and we had a chance to play the washboard and realized how much fun that was. Obviously, you're not the washboard player in the band. You predominantly play fiddle. But can you talk about the visual aspect and perhaps just some of the fun that you have together on stage?
Yeah, it's definitely a blast to play music with our buddies. I think just the uniqueness of the instrument creates something really new and exciting to watch. And Bonnie definitely has her own approach to music in general, and it's really neat. I'm not really looking at all of us. I love looking at our friends, so I can't quite place what it's like, but I do think that the fact that we enjoy what we're doing and we enjoy sharing what the music so much, and the ambiance of every show is so unique to the setting and the people who come, that really it's just about the whole. Really, it's about the whole of the experience, the whole of the whole room.
It took me, because when we're playing, we're so in the moment and we're looking out at the audience, so we're having our eyes closed. But it took me, like, watching us on YouTube, it's where most camera guys focus on Bonnie because she's got so much going on. So it really took me, like, watching us on YouTube to really have a great sense of appreciation for Bonnie, because she's singing, she's stomping, and she's thwacking. So she's using every limb and every orifice and every, membrane of her body. So it's really a phenomenal thing. So, yeah, I just wanted to share that.
That was great. Well, I want to ask you about Hillside, because you're coming back. 2 years ago, you were there. You were involved in an amazing gospel session. I don't know if you'll get to do that this time.
Yeah, that was so magical. I remember that.
Can you talk a little bit about your experience at the Hillside Festival?
Yeah, we didn't, you know, we went into it not knowing what to expect, and what we got out of it was one of the most life-enriching musical experiences that you get, which is meeting new people and having musical experiences that you just wouldn't get at other festivals. So we so much look forward to getting back there next week.
Well, it's great to have you in Canada. Obviously, live shows are hugely important to actually paying the bills, but also your recorded work is as well. And I'm going to give you a chance to talk about your latest album and let people know how they can get more music from Elephant Revival.
Well, our latest release is called These Changing Skies, and it was released last September. It's our fourth record, so there's four bodies of work to get into if you're into it. These Changing Skies has been a lot of fun to share with the world. It's been really neat. It was recorded in Washington, in Northwest Washington at Bear Creek Studios, and Ryan Hadlock helped us produce it. And the cover art was done by my little Hobbit roommate, Nathan Hutchinson. So if you get your hands on a hard copy, I recommend it.
Well, there you are. Buy the hard copy. But how do people get hold of it?
Our website is a great way to do that, elephantrevival.com. All of our music is also on iTunes, and you can buy the CDs themselves on Amazon, our CD baby. Or come to the Hillside Festival and maybe we'll even sign it for you.
That would be perfect. One last thing. We're going to play a track from These Changing Skies. What is it going to be, Daniel?
Oh, how about Birds and Stars? It's the lead-off track. I guess Bridget just hinted to me what it was going to be, so...
That's great. I wanted to thank you for spending the time to talk to us today. Really look forward to seeing you at Hillside, and enjoy the rest of your Mariposa.
Thank you so much, Jan.
Thank you.
The love in you, it runs so deep. Upon the surface here I sleep. Walk in the dark and light, walking all the day and night. Rivers fall, the ocean sigh, fall for you here every time. Like a bead of the flower, a buzz, does a flower question love? Best quest is prime, beating chest and open minds. I stand here in your midst, I see you through the smoke and mist. Once again for you I fall, underneath a tree so tall. Upon the limbs a nesting dove, does a birdie question love? Backdrop of the night, I'm melting to the starry light. The moon pushes and pulls the tides, tempts your soul to stay alive. Once again for you I fall, underneath a million stars. How could you ever have enough? Oh, this must be. Starlight days, days. So out from your slumber into the wonder under the starlight days.